Okay, so we're about to begin Melosh. So the Melechus Losh in some way is the opposite of Teichin. A Teichin was taking a guf and breaking it into small particles. Losh is taking small particles and making it into one. Take flour, which is ground up kernels. Now I use a binder, this is important. The water is the binder, which binds the pieces together into a dough.
This is the way rabbis learn.
No, everyone learns like this, what I just said.
Oh, okay.
What's going to be the difference is what's called a blue lava. Yes.
All right.
You want to ask something?
Yeah. Does rabbi know where his paint is for the...
Oh, yeah. So that's where the difference is going to be in definition, which will make a difference in cases. Like, there's a lot of cases that they want Okay, now, so let's start with Gedder HaMalacha. V'achonis HaPas, in the preparation of Pas, Achat Tchinas V'akodas Kemach, after they ground and they sifted the flour, Hu'iru V'akemach HaMamayim, we mix the Kemach with water, Las is Mimena Issa, a dough. Chem Mishkan HaYilosh Nisa Mamon, Las is Mim Tzeva, V'Issa Zebishav Tchayim Shem Malachas Losh. Does not make them as what the binder is, whether it's water or other mashkim, and also other types of foods with mashkim. By all of them, Yoivan, the Issa of Lush. Now, Kedei Lava Issa Lush, in order to be Yoivan, the Issa Lush, Ain't Tzarech Shatiya HaTarevis Kashik Ma'isis Pas. This is the line that I said I differ in. He says that in order to be Yoivan, the Issa of Lush, you do not... No, I agree to this. I'm sorry. I take that back. Erase it. I agree to it. You could be oiva even if it's not thick like dough. You'll see where the nafkamina comes soon. So let's start that again. Issa lush ain't tzarech shatiya tarevis kashk ma'isis pas. For the issa of lush, you do not need it to be a mixture which is as hard as tough as dough. El b'chol ir of oichel mashkim. But any time you mix two mashkim together with a liquid, now, bekama oichlim min ha-tayra, bekama rak min drabanan. That's the important point. That sometimes it's going to be a issa d'oraisa, sometimes it's a drabanan. And therefore, we're going to learn that sometimes I can do lush with certain shinuyim. Those shinuyim, we're going to apply more to this drabanan than to this d'oraisa, obviously. Told us lush la arif dvarm shainurin lachila mashket. A told of lush is to mix things which are not roi lachila with a liquid. Kagoin la arif of mayim lasis menotit. For example, if someone's outside and they need to urinate, so to go onto where the soft sand and the sand's gonna clump together, that would be lush. Nimsa.
Be a shino and be drabonin.
Why?
It's not the regular way and not one clump.
Oh, if it turns into a clump, which could, depends on the type of sand it is, right? Nimsa, she get the lisha who? The get the lisha is, I turn the page. The dabek chalokim nefrodim yachar al yedei mashke. To attach separate particles into one with a mashke. Asher nase kamoi guf echad. Now, there's a machlekes in the Gemara, which is important machlekes. When are you oivan the issa? From when I put in the liquid? Because if you ever see my make challah, so you have the flour, you pour in the liquid. Already then the dough starts to
bind.
Is that the issa, or the issa is only when I actually need it? That's the machlokes in the Gemara. In the Mishnah.
But I would need it.
You could make a shinoi with the mixing.
We'll see soon shinoi. When shinoi melt, right? Normally shinoi just makes it into the Sidra button, so it's not going to help you.
Yeah, but if the fact that the shinoi works in the first place.
Don't guess. No, seriously. You're going to confuse yourself. We'll see what the shinoi is and we'll see when the shinoi helps. It's already, lush is a very confusing malach. So let's get the klalim, then I think we'll be able to then apply. Okay, so let's jump to beis. Mine iruv. Yesh dalet oifanim shoinim shal iruv machalim. There are four types of mixtures. Why you have more? Let's start with four. One is what's called a blila ava. What's the definition of a blila ava? Hainu, blila ava, hainu, iruv oichlim mamashkim ashenasu k'may guf echad k'may isis pas. Like dough. K'shmai kainu. Shu'av k'tsas ashiyev shala roisim iklilikli. So his hagdara is, if I can't pour, if it doesn't pour, if it clumps. My hagdara was, if I could throw it across the room and it won't fall apart. Like dough. Dough will stay together no matter what you do to it. You have other types of mixtures, which we'll see examples, which could be a nafkamina. Because you can have mixtures where it clumps, but if you throw it, it's going to fall apart in the air. Okay? So, blila ava, v'zehu derech lishu min ha-tari. If it falls into the category of ava, it's a shayla of issa deraisa. And therefore, there are shitas, the paskin, like Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yehuda, that you're already chayiv from when you put the liquid in there. Even though you didn't mix it. Now, even though they hold you already chayiv from when you put the liquid in there, doesn't mean, so now, okay, if the liquid's in there already, so now I can knead it. Because no, the maida that on the kneading itself is also issa. So therefore, an example, kigain in kvanasan hamashkim erev Shabbos. Let's say I already put the mashka there before Shabbos. It's gonna be also on Shabbos to knead the dough. Gibel is the kneading itself. So that's the first category, which is blila ava. Blila ava is a question of a deraisa. And over here, we're going to be machmer, if we could, for the sheet that even putting the liquid in could be a yisr. Blila racha. What's the deal with a blila racha? Hayinu iru v'ayichel mashkin b'ayim shet nataravis loitia ova kokach v'nitzricha lishik ma'yisah zabaz. Harak iru v'yachad. Hayinu de ribay mashkin sheba v'kal yichoyim la'arva idim. He's explaining a blila racha, soft batter, is like, is where it needs liquid to bind it together. You know, you ever saw a cake batter? Sure. Cake batter is liquidy, right? So you start it off with flour, you start off with sugar, whatever, cocoa, whatever it is.
Eggs.
Then I mix it together, it becomes one thing. But it's not ava, it's not thick, it pours. So that's a blila racha. Ain chayav in alem in atayra. A blila racha yina chayav in atayra because not doima to isis apas. Raka sur mid rabbanim. But this is rabbanim. But avshu mitzad echar asi is blila racha kalam asi is blila ova. Even though mitzad echar blila racha is more lenient because a blila racha is only mid rabbanan. Mitzad acha yesh lechumra. So blila racha lekul yam is a maskel kva mishas nesin is a mashkim. Over here, everyone agrees by blila racha that the issa starts when you put in the water. By blila ava, where it's going to get to a stage where it's thick and tough. So over there, there's the machlekes where the issa begins. But by blila racha in the issa drabanan,
it's moisture.
That's right. That's what he says. So even though mitzat echel, it's more kal because it's a drabanan, and mitzat acher, it's mochamer.
Why? Because that is the mice of the mixture.
That exactly. That's the far. That's the lumdus. The lumdus is that chazal, that is the mixture. That is the kneading over here. Right. Okay, so that's category number two. Category number three, devarim noizlim. That means mitvarim noizlim hainu iru v'oichel ma'ashkim she'ish men kol kachar b'mashkim she'deim ma'amish l'mashkim. Meaning like this, if you ever make medicine, right, so in this country, the pharmacist will give you the bottle with the powder, and then you have to add a certain amount of water to it. Or why am I doing my medicine? Because that's where the shayla comes up. But let's say Kool-Aid with cold water, not the amount of water, cold Kool-Aid, right? So I take the powder, I put in a lot of water, I mix it. What happens? It's
still liquid.
It's mamish liquid, right? It's more liquidy than the cake batter. The cake batter at least has some kind of thickness to it. But this is mamish a drink. This is liquidy. So this is the third category.
Definitely
Ain kan is the lush claw. There's no is the lush at all. Behind shemut al arif cocoa, cacao, and mashke. I can mix cocoa in my milk. Oy lahachin tarev shel avgas cholav latina. Because if I want to make a bottle for the baby to drink formula, shel nichus kal l'teich hamlacha. This doesn't go into the melacha at all. So we had ava, racha, dvar noizlim, which means liquidy things. Which that's not included.
Do syrup in the liquid, like for chocolate milk with syrup, that would be...
Same thing, it turns into liquid. But that's not a problem with lush anyways, because again, what's the... You tell me why?
They're both liquid already.
Because lush is where I have small particles and making it into one. There are those that do... I don't want to jump into that right now, but there are those that do consider your case lush. I personally don't understand it. Because you're not starting off with small particles. True, I'm taking two separate entities and I'm bringing them together. But lush, by definition, is small particles. Similar to flour. Okay. Dalid. What's the fourth category? Tarayv shal chatichas gudeis. I have big pieces. Right? I have vegetables, cut up vegetables. Cut up square, diced vegetables. And now I put a salad dressing on it. So they're sticking to each other, but they're stuck to each other somewhat, but that's mutl arif mashkim chatichas gedoyes ketzas, if they're somewhat big. Kiven shehin oidni karas adayim sech tarayvs. Again, because the whole vart of lash is, I turned it into one entity. I turned it into a guf echad. Did this turn into a guf echad? No. They may be clumped together, maybe they're sticking to each other, and when I pick up a spoonful, it's all coming up together, but it's big pieces. It hasn't turned into a guf echad. I feel a mashka midab kinyachad, even though it sticks together. That's where you can put salad dressings, oil, vinegar into cut up vegetables. Potato salad. Same thing with potato salad, because the piece of potatoes are cut into pieces. So just sticking them together is not... Okay, so these are the four categories. Got to be familiar with them, because as we go further, it could... I'm not sure how he's going to do it, but sometimes it gets complicated because we throw them around. Okay, the next paragraph is about shinui, which we mentioned that there are certain malachas that we allow you shinui. Toichin, we said shinui works. Sometimes. Over here also, shinui is going to work basically by blila racha. We're going to let you do a shinui. But now let me ask you a question. Where do I need to do the shinui? Where do I need to? Where?
The pouring, we said,
is since the isra is in the pouring. So the shinui is going to have to be over there. By blila, because we said lekuli alma. The making of the guf echad is when you pour it in the liquid, or when by blila ava there's machlekes. By blila ava there's machlekes if it's putting in the liquid or the actual mixing and making it into a dough. So now like this, let's see. My betchina sheitiru pa'amim ay deshinu. Just like betchina, we found that sometimes we mat it through shinu mishum tzair chachila. Come again, belisha gam ken itiru pa'amim ay deshinu mishum tzair chachila. Hitiru pama yedeshine shom at maat. Ma'ane kishederech b'chol ha'arav ha'isim ma'echol harbe v'asachas yachad. When the normal way of making this food in the weekdays by making a lot at once, so then as matirim b'shabbos and mishanim b'ayfin sh'ma'arvim rak ma'at ma'at, if you just do small portions at a time. Ma'ane mishtamish gam b'shabbos akeel me'elosh b'chol derech lasis b'ma'arvim v'asachas. If you're using the same things you use during the week to make a lot, and now you're making a little. Okay, but that's one shinui. Let's jump to the next shinui, which is a more popular shinui. Oidei shinui shemshanim be'etzem e'irov, in the e'irov itself. Shetir ha'chom le'kigoyin la'arev o'ichol be'kara oidei shemalichim be'kara esakaf. Chedayim rak b'derach shesiv erev lo'y be'mekumay b'chol. Sha'azah derach la'arev oidei ha'lechaz kaf. Chedayim esav 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 esav.
Egg salad, you go crisscross.
The crisscross, right. Now, what's called crisscross?
But according to Rabbi, you wouldn't even have to do that. That's not a blue level.
According to my ex, I don't have to do it because I think it fits into category Dalit.
Oh, I thought I was going to say Dover Nice.
Forget about that. No, Dalit. It's Chatichais.
Right.
Maybe in sometimes you see they make it into like a paste.
Right, the very mayonnaise-y ones.
Right, very mayonnaise-y.
York still gets.
I agree to you, but I'm saying, but that's where I can hear the Shiloh. Or, you know what? Or the case where some people make, I forgot what it's called, where they just take the yolks and they...
Oh, deviled eggs.
What's it called?
Deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs, right. 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 That's where it could be, that's where it could be lush. Because you mamish crush it down to small pieces and then you put whatever they put there.
If you skip the crushing it down into small pieces, you just mixed it, put the egg yolks and you mixed it with mayonnaise till it became...
Okay, it could be then never broke down to small pieces.
And Rebbe would consider that. What would Rebbe consider that?
Okay, so that I consider that a bula racha. Because if you throw it, it'll fall apart. But so that's what we have to see here. Tomorrow we'll start over about shinoi.
Oh, yeah.
About shinoi, and then we'll move on.